Very good afternoon to you. It's the Community Elements Show and welcome along. It's our community hour where we find out about community things. And as always, we start off with some good news. So here to present that good news is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Rob. Good to meet you again.
Yeah. What have we got for after Christmas? What's been going on locally, good news-wise, at Christmas? Anything?
Oh, there are a few.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, we'll look forward to hearing that.
That's good. May I begin?
Of course.
Two charities are each to receive a boost of £4,500 thanks to a Christmas choir concert. Attendees at King's Community Church at the Beach Ballroom raised £4,500 for cancer charity Friends of Anchor and Open Doors, which helps persecuted Christians and churches across the world. The amount has been matched by the concert's organisers, King's Community Church, meaning both organisations will each share a festive gift of £9,000. Rachel West, the leader of the choir, said, "We're delighted to be able to raise £9,000 for these two exceptional charities, and thank all the people who attended for giving us so much. More than 1,100 people turned up at the event and were treated to a host of carols, including a rendition of We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Emmanuel, and Joy to the World. To be able to present both charities with a £4,500 donation, it caps a very special Christmas." Inverbervie has once again proved its worth when it comes to community spirit, after residents and local businesses rallied round for those who may have gone without this Christmas. Led by a group of residents, a secret stash of festive hampers were stockpiled over recent weeks, filled to the brim with donations from the whole community, and were delivered to those in the Royal Borough who may not have received gifts from anywhere else in this year. Carol Evans was one of those involved in the project. She said, "We arranged a secret Santa. 30 hampers had been donated and created by local residents and businesses of Inverbervie. The group coordinated gifts, chocolates, toiletries and other treats, as well as Christmas cards from Bervie School, preschool and youth groups. The Inverbervie community have done us proud again, supporting each other at this festive time." A world-famous food firm has donated thousands of tins of soup and pies to an Aberdeen charity. Moray-based Baxter's has gifted 2,100 tins of soup and 1,000 Fraybentus pies to Instant Neighbour, which provides emergency food parcels to those in need. The group is to share the donation with Food Poverty Action Aberdeen, which brings together 30 partner voluntary organisations, churches and Aberdeen City Council. Susan Cheen, Business Development Manager at Instant Neighbour, said, "We are absolutely overwhelmed with this generous donation." A popular park cafe is set to reopen in the spring after an extensive revamp, including a new ice cream parlour. The Duthie Park facility is to have a bigger cafe area with large windows overlooking the park, a veranda with covered area, large new kitchen and service area, and new toilets. A new gelato parlour will also be created, which opens out into Fern House beside the pond in the Winter Gardens. Councillor Jean Morrison, Vice Convener of the Communities Housing and Infrastructure Committee, said, "The refurbishments to the cafe will be a fantastic addition to Duthie Park, which is already one of the most popular attractions in the city, with 44 acres of green space beside the River Dee and within walking distance and cycling distance of the city centre. The 134-year-old park had a £5 million refurbishment to reopening in 2013, which considerably improved its facilities. Duthie has the biggest range of facilities of all the city's parks, including water features, play parks, cafe, Japanese garden and winter gardens. And, of course, year-round facilities with the winter gardens and now the refurbished and extended cafe. It is already an exciting place to go with lots to do for all the family. And I'm sure the refurbishments to the cafe will make the park even more of an attraction. The improved facility will be called the Park Cafe. Two Aberdeen gardeners have come to the rescue after finding a beloved wedding ring in a muddy drain. Duthie Park gardeners Bob Deacon and Shane Walsh were working at the city park when a worried man approached, saying he'd lost his cherished ring. The man explained how the ring slipped off his finger and fell down a drain. Armed with only a picture of the area where the ring was thought to have been dropped, the duo sifted through leaves and mud to search 5 drain holes. The pair didn't have high expectations of recovering the ring when they started the hunt, thinking it would be a 1,000,000-to-1 chance. It wasn't until they reached the final drain that the treasured item was found and returned to the relieved owner. Rob said, "We didn't have much hope when we started. We thought it must have been washed away. But thanks to the drain not being as full of water as normal, we were able to work our way along the drains with our hands until Shane found the ring at the 5th and final hole. We had a real feeling of achievement, and the owner was overjoyed when we returned the ring to him." A charity is encouraging people in the Northeast to consider volunteering as an alternative to their traditional New Year resolutions. Cornerstone, which provides care and support to adults, children and young people with disabilities, is recruiting volunteers to add to its existing pool of supporters. Those interested in volunteering or who want more information on the charity can visit www.cornerstone.org.uk. A schoolgirl has raised hundreds of pounds for a children's cancer charity by having her long hair chopped off. Stonywood primary pupil Amy Lee Beaton turned 8 this month, and her birthday wish was to help youngsters with cancer. Wanting to do something special, Amy Lee decided to have her locks lopped off and donated to the Little Princess Trust. The charity provides real hair wigs free of charge to boys and girls across the UK and Ireland who have lost their own hair due to cancer treatment or other illnesses. A Just Giving page was also set up for Amy Lee, where she raised more than £400 for the charity. Shirley at D&D Hairstyles Limited agreed to cut Amy Lee's hair for free. Amy Lee's mum, Iona Beaton, said, "We're very proud of her. She's really chuffed because the length of her hair was enough to make a long-haired wig for the trust." A hospital is hoping to transport patients back in time in a bid to trigger memories and stimulate conversation. Inverurie Hospital is appealing to the public to donate any items from the 1930s to 1960s, including photographs, tapes, clothing and packaging. The collection will be used for the hospital's new reminiscing group, where older patients will get together to share memories triggered by items from the past. It is also hoped the move will help the patients who are aged between 60 and 100 to improve their memory recall and confidence with everyday skills, such as understanding what's happening around them. Occupational therapist at the Upper Bota Road Hospital, Katrina Donald, said, "Some fantastic items have been donated so far. We've been given China dolls, old coins, Girl Guide badges, a 1950s handbag, and a 1960s style apron. We were thrilled when our colleague Julian brought in a great range of items for us to photograph too." Katrina said the group will also help patients once they leave hospital. She said, "It's amazing how much a single item can encourage people to talk about their life, their experiences, and the people they know. These help us work with patients to improve their recall and confidence with everyday skills and participating in practical skills that they can use when they are discharged. Anyone interested in donating items to the group can contact Katrina on 01467 672 751. The Big Noise Project in Torrey has been a huge success in its drive to transform children's lives through music. Since it started, it has seen a steady increase in the number of kids taking part, with 135 pupils now joining in. These youngsters are not just learning to play a range of instruments, they are also learning valuable life skills, such as discipline, hard work, and teamwork. And having a thriving young orchestra in the heart of Torrey will enrich the life of the whole community. It is heartwarming to see all this hard work given a £275,000 boost by the People's Lottery. The Big Noise is clearly hitting all the right notes. A man travelled across the world to take on a historic heavyweight challenge. Pete Seddon, a Scot who now lives in Australia, is the latest to successfully lift the Dinnie Stones, two massive stones weighing 770 pounds at Butarc. He said, "I have known about the stones for a number of years. I was really keen to come back on my holidays and have a good go at these stones." Overseeing the huge lift was official assessor Brett Nicol. The stones are named after Deeside athlete Donald Dinnie, who crossed the Potash Bridge with the stones 150 years ago. Plans to rebuild a historic train station destroyed in a blaze have taken a major step forward thanks to a major cash award. Historic Environment Scotland has awarded a grant of £107,500 to the project by Aberdeenshire Council to restore Ballater's Royal Station to its former glory. The local authority has committed to a £3 million redevelopment of the site, transforming it into a community facility and square. The B-listed station was devastated by a fire on May 12th last year, with a number of businesses lost to the flames. The money from HSE's Building Repair Grant Scheme will go towards restoring the Royal Waiting Room of the property, which dates back to the days of Queen Victoria. The authority plans include a new exhibition space extending along the old platform, a Visit Scotland information centre, public library, and a restaurant. It is hoped the revamped station will be fully opened by Christmas 2017.
Thank you indeed, Brian. Excellent. I'm sure that'd be interesting. I do remember going around that station before. It was must be about 4 or 5 years ago now. I do remember I was sorry to hear it being destroyed, but at least there's a good that there's a grant there, and we'll keep that capsule of history going, which will be good. But there's a few things that have come to my mind with regard to the news. One of them is the donating of hair.
Yes.
By that young girl.
8 years old, yes.
8 years old, and that will then provide enough hair for an...
because of the length of it, actually, I think would be probably more than one, you know.
So that would be really good. So it actually helped to give dignity back to someone who has been through cancer, and as well as being able to raise in that process £400. So that's quite something for that to happen. So hats off to that young girl. Just takes one person to do that. And then there's the other one, is the lost and found, the ring. I mean, rings like that can have special significance. I remember people I know very well having lost even a wedding ring and not being able to find it. And the concern that they had. And so then, of course,
it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Then to be able to find it. And or it was in a drain, but two people from the council, so it just shows that they're council care, and two people from the council, they did look. And even though they didn't think they'd find it, they did look, and they did find it. So
they persisted.
They persisted,
aye. That's a great sign for the character as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, those were two things, those stories I thought were of a particular note. What about you?
Well, I like each one of them because there's always people contributing in these stories. But I think possibly the one that I would like to put special attention to was the hospital transporting patients back in time. You know, many people... when they're becoming ill and that, and they think, oh, my life's over or something, you know, oh, it's all finished and that, and they tend to cut off and lose their memories and that. So that encouraging people to think back and that, they're getting then to know each other as well. There's communication there. And that is a restoration of life.
And a sharing of information, a sharing of memories. And it's quite probable that someone would say, I was there too, or I know someone.
Exactly.
And then they would be asking questions. Then that would make the other person feel valued. And so it would go on. And
very true.
I know it's been for people even, with dementia, it's been shown that they become alive when they are remembering things.
That's true, yes. So I think that is very, very important. So if anyone does have, can I repeat that number?
You know, yes, by all means.
Anyone interested in donating items to the group can contact Katrina on 01467672751. Can I give you a text this week?
Well, yes. Very you can't just not give a text.
Quite right. I agree with you. I think it's an appropriate one. It's from 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might have life through him. No, I think that's very, very important.
And it's reminding us of the central gospel message.
Very much. Yes.
So that is 1 John chapter 4, verse 9.
Correct.
Perhaps you'd like to read that one out again, because it's very significant.
It is. And it links up with the Christmas gift, doesn't it?
Yes.
In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him.
Thank you, Brian. That was excellent. And we will catch up with you another time, another week, next week, in fact, and we'll see you then. Thank you again.
My pleasure.